USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighs in on his Supreme Court nominee and what he faces in the Senate. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
President Trump will be in New Bern, North Carolina today to see the damage done by Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll visit South Korea in the near future, making the announcement Wednesday at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul sometime later this year. Such a summit would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula split in half during the Korean War. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Elizabeth Smart is speaking out for the first time regarding one of her kidnappers said to be released from a Utah prison today. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Wanda Barzee was an accomplice to the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart. Barzee is being released from prison on Wednesday after officials determined they miscalculated her sentence. Elizabeth Smart joined CBS this morning to talk about the release.
I don't know all the conditions of her release, but I have been reassured multiple times that she will be kept a very close eye on, and as soon as she messes up, which I've been reassured that she will be taken back to federal prison for the duration of the 5 years. I have been informed on who the agent is, who the federal agent is, who will be supervising her, and I do believe that he will do the job to the best of his ability. So I have faith in him. I just lack faith in her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And New Hampshire police are looking for a man who used a toddler to help him steal prizes from an arcade vending machine. A video shared on Facebook by Salem police shows a young girl climbing inside the machine through the slot where the prizes are dispensed and then giving them to the unidentified man. Find us online anytime. We're at USAradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.